Okay, it's back. No, I'm not talking about the clouds. We get a lot of cloudy days. I'm talking about vinyl. Vinyl has made a comeback, and it's making a comeback at Barnes & Noble this weekend. I'm on the phone right now with Chuck Gorman. He's Barnes & Noble VP of Entertainment and Electronics. And Chuck, thanks for joining us this morning. This is going to be an exciting event, isn't it?
It very much is, Bruce, and thanks for having us on this morning.
Yeah.
We're really, really excited about what we're doing in the stores this weekend to celebrate vinyl records. And we're doing a whole bunch of stuff just to make this exciting for everybody involved. We've got 10% off every record in the store. We've got 20 titles off at significant discounts, including Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, Arcade Fire, Everything Now, Pink's Beautiful Trauma, all across the board. We also have a great offer around turntables, where we have a $199.95 list price turntable on sale for $129.99. A great way to get into the space if you're not in it now, or if you don't have a turntable. And this combo package comes with Bluetooth speakers as well. So it's just a quick and easy. You buy it, you take it home, you open the box, and you can be listening to vinyl records in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you can find a Barnes & Noble just about anywhere. It's the world's largest bookseller and a leading retailer of content and digital media and educational products and all kinds of things. Well, Vinyl Day, I mean, so Chuck, and again, this is John in for Bruce. Why is vinyl making such a big comeback? I mean, I wish I had some Justin Bieber on vinyl.
Well, you can get that in our store, John, actually. But vinyl,
really?
You know, it's a couple of things. One, people just like the sound of it. They think it's a little bit warmer. They think it's a little bit more personal. I think it's a great way to share music. Either you're giving it as a gift. It's a fun thing to hand someone a vinyl record, obviously. A little different than just passing them a file or even handing them a CD. A vinyl record's a real thing. You've got also the liner notes, the tremendous artwork. And it's a great way to celebrate the artists that you really, really love and the music that you really, really love, both for yourself and to share it with people as a gift.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Chuck, from personal experience. I've taken some of my old vinyl records. I'm kind of into James Taylor and some of the oldies from the 70s because I'm of a certain age. And I have a converter, a turntable converter, that will take it and change the vinyl to MP3. And when I listen to it on the computer, I go, I hear sounds in this vinyl that I never heard in the electronic version of these tunes. I mean, it is richer. It is deeper. You can get more variety. I am just amazed at what vinyl does to bring out the sound of music when you get a chance to hear it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's a great sound, and it's different. I mean, most of us were used to listening now on earbuds or in our cars, and vinyl records, they just sound better, and if you play them in your house, you can play them louder. It sounds great.
Yeah. You know, I know you've got some artists around, but one of the things that caught my eye was the Vinyl Day exclusives. You know, Amy Grant is a favorite of mine, and Tennessee Christmas, I know, is one of the tunes that you have. And you also have live performances and some special appearances in some select stores, sadly not around here. But tell us a little about some of the things you can get specifically and some of the performances. I know Steve Martin's involved in this.
We're doing something with Steve Martin in New York. He's got a record out. It's tremendous. It goes back to his roots as a performer and where he's playing some things on the banjo and whatnot. We've got artists also, Margot Price, a country artist in Nashville, and Justin Horowitz, who's the person behind the soundtrack to the La La Land movie from last year. But in every store, we've got exclusives. We've got everything from the Serenity soundtrack. We've got a colored gold vinyl version of the Robert Plant, the frontman from Led Zeppelin, his new record, Carry Fire. We've got the Grateful Dead Greatest Hits Volume 2 in red vinyl. And we've got the, a really cool version of the Game of Thrones soundtrack from Season 7 that's a Black Fire Swirl vinyl. It looks amazing and sounds twice as good as it looks.
Wow. And the event goes on, begins today and goes all the way through Sunday, right?
That is correct. And
yeah,
if you have any questions about your local store, just go to bn.com, and you can look up your store on the store finder, and that you'll be able to see if we have any events going on in your area. And some stores will be doing some trivia games, and we'll have some customer contests as well.
All right. Hey, Chuck Gorman, thanks a bunch. Chuck Gorman, Barnes & Noble VP Entertainment Electronics, with all the goings on at Barnes & Noble this weekend.